With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Utah Governor Spencer Cox is making an impassioned plea for Americans and young people in particular to use the horror of Charlie Kirk's public assassination as an inflection point, turn the country away from political violence and division. Cox spoke on Friday at a news conference announcing authorities had a suspect in the conservative activist killing in custody. And the national outpouring of concern and prayers continues in the aftermath of this week's brutal killing. Also, at SRNNews.com, congressional Republicans' approval rating outperformed their Democratic counterparts for the second time this year, according to the latest Fox News national survey. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
33% of registered voters approve of the job Democrats in Congress are doing, up 3 points from a near-record low of 30% in March. 66% disapprove. While their Republican colleagues garner a higher 38% approval rating, that's down 5 points from a higher 43% 6 months ago. Currently, 61% disapprove. The decline in congressional Republican approval comes from within. 76% of self-identified GOPers approve, but that's down from 88% in March. While congressional Democrats earn the approval from just 58% of self-identified Democrats, that's up from 49% 6 months ago. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Department of Homeland Security says an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer fatally shot a suspect who tried to evade arrest in a Chicago suburb by driving his car at officers and dragging one of them, putting their lives in danger. The officer was attempting to arrest a man on Friday with a history of reckless driving who had entered the country illegally. The department says the man refused orders and drove his car at the officers. One officer was hit and dragged, prompting him to open fire. Both the officer and the suspect were taken to a hospital. The suspect was pronounced dead. This is SRN News. A new battle over transgenderism is brewing in Australia.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Carolee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNNews.com, as America becomes less religious in general, a growing number of people are turning to pagan practices to find assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology. According to a recent Gallup survey, a May 2025 Pew Research poll found that close to one-third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes or similar tools. This is SRN News. Boeing workers have rejected another contract proposal.
3,200 company employees have been on strike for nearly 6 weeks at three plants in the Midwest. The union that represents them says 57% of the members voted against the offer. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 837, says in a statement the proposal did not include a sufficient signing bonus or a raise in 401k benefits. The company says it's disappointed the employees rejected what Boeing officials say was a five-year deal with an average wage growth of 45%. I'm Mike Hempen.
Wall Street coasted to the finish of its best week in the last five. The S&P 500 barely budged on Friday, edged down by less than 0.1% from its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped by 0.6% of its value. The NASDAQ Composite rose by 0.4%. More details at SRNNews.com.